don't forget, if you're living in Michigan, you got to get out and vote. If you live in Hawaii, I don't know how many people from Hawaii listen to the show. I should look. I know I can look. I can, believe it or not. I could see exactly who downloads the show. I could see not who, like the name, like Bob Smith, but I can see. I could see where they're downloading from, like Florida, if they're downloading from New York, if they're downloading from Hawaii, if they're downloading from France. I can see the whole, I can see all that. I can see all that. Let's see if anybody from Hawaii listens to us. I have to check. So if you're in Michigan, get out and vote. If you're in Hawaii, get out and vote. If you're in Idaho, get out and vote. I'm going to tell you who to vote for. I can tell you who to vote for. I told you that I'm a little biased for Trump. I despise Rubio, though. I despise Marco. I like Kasich better than Ted. I think Ted is pretty slimy. He looks like an ambulance chaser. He does. Let's face it. He looks like an ambulance chaser. Looks like an ambulance chaser. It's just my opinion. So, don't vote for Rubio. You gotta vote. But if you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump because you don't want to be called a Nazi, you don't want to be called a racist, you don't want to be shamed. That's what I call it, being shamed. You don't want to be shamed, then go with Kasich. For me, Ted is the last choice. Plus, if you think Trump will get clobbered in the general election, Ted Cruz is going to get just torched. Ted Cruz is going to get just torched. Beyond torched. Kasich has the best shot. Cruz will just get torched. Just pummeled. All right, so we got a new poll. And, of course, the people are touting Trump's decline. It's all over the place. You got your Yahoo reporting it. You got your Times reporting it. Everybody's reporting it. A new national poll from ABC, Washington Post. Trump is at 34, down 3 points from January. He's down. He's losing steam, as they put it in this article. He's losing steam. Ted Cruz, who's up 4 points from the last poll. So Trump is down 3 points. Ted Cruz is up 4 points. Marco Rubio is at 18%. And Kasich is at 13. So Trump is up 4. And little Rubio at continues to struggle to get any traction, and Trump loses in a one-on-one cruise by 13 points and a 6-point loss to Rubio. So I'm sure on Thursday they will be touting this poll on that debate stage. They'll be touting this poll on this debate stage. And depending on how tonight shapes, there will be calls for Rubio to get out of the race. Because tonight Rubio is expected to possibly finish fourth. Rubio's projected to finish fourth. In Michigan, Rubio's projected to finish fourth. And after tonight, if this holds up, should Cruz pull some upsets? Should Cruz win Mississippi? Should Cruz win Idaho? You will hear calls even louder for Rubio to drop out. Because as much as the establishment despises and hates Ted Cruz, times that by 10. Times that by 10. And then round it up. That's how much they despise Trump. So, yeah, they hate Ted. But they really, really, really hate Trump. So if Rubio doesn't win, which he's not gonna, but if he doesn't place second, if he doesn't have a strong showing, they're going to call for Rubio to quit. And they will all get around Cruz. They will all get around Cruz. Because with this national poll that shows Cruz gaining, with a strong showing in Idaho or Mississippi or Michigan, and Rubio barely hitting, say, 20%, you're going to hear little Rube get out of the race, because if all four of you are in the race in Florida, Trump has a better shot at winning. But if you're not in the race, there's a better shot that Trump will lose. And if he can lose, there's a real shot that it will start to happen in other places. Now, I don't think the establishment is going to let this happen, because I think more than ever, they've all agreed that they will fund Rubio right to the end. We'll fund Kasich right to the end, and they're going to go to the convention. And if they can go to the convention, and Trump has 30%, Cruz has 30%, and Rubio and Kasich split up that 40%, they can make a case. They can make a case for Cruz and Rubio, or Cruz and Kasich, and they could plead with the electorate and say, look, guys, I know you're going to be upset because you're going to feel that we took this from Donald, which in turn means we took it from you, but hear us out. If he's at 30, and me, Ted Cruz, is at 30, we're tied. And if Marco's at 20 and Kasich's at 20, us three equal more than Don. And if two of us get together, and see, this is going to be the pitch. This is going to be the pitch. And they will pitch it. They will try to sell it. They will do everything they can to not lose those voters. But that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Because the establishment knows if they have Rubio drop out, they have to go with Cruz. They have to go with Cruz. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Tonight, I think you will see the big shakeup. You're going to see the big shakeup, and we'll know what is going to happen. You didn't get a lot on Saturday. You didn't get a lot on Saturday. Except Trump was losing steam and Cruz was picking up steam. He didn't get a lot. But you're going to get a lot after tonight. You're going to get a lot after tonight. You're 100% going to get movement tonight. That's a guarantee. Guarantee.